I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, real quick, I've got to just. This is going to be a grievance of mine, and I know that the law. I know that the law is the law, but jaywalking is also against the law. Can we agree on that?
It is, but rarely enforced. Yes.
A friend has been charged.
A friend of yours?
Nope.
Oh.
With giving beer to the fan who fell from the bleachers at the Cubs Pirates game.
Because he wasn't 21?
He's 20 and like however many weeks. Now, theoretically, is it illegal to sip on a beer when you're like more than 2 years post the time that we would send you off to war?
Yes, it is.
It is.
He did not fall.
He did not fall because he was drunk. I don't think anyone ever said he was drunk. He might have had a beer. He jumped up in excitement.
He was very excited.
For that two-run RBI, hit the railing at the exact wrong place at the wrong time, and did a loop-de-loop flip over that thing like Mary Lou Retton.
Mm-hmm.
We're really going to charge a 21-year-old for handing a 20-year-old beer.
Law's law, Dana.
Is it, Scott?
If you're having a house party and you happen to be 21 years old and you go out and buy a case of beer and there are people in that house party that are under the age of 21 years old and the police show up and you're the only guy over the age of 21 or gal, whatever, you are getting charged for every single person in there that is drinking.
He's been charged with furnishing alcohol to a minor. This guy is going to be 21 in what, 2 weeks?
We don't know.
Five? Maybe I don't care. Maybe I don't care. I don't care if it's 20 weeks.
Maybe it's 50 weeks. Maybe he just turned 20.
Can't we just say that sometimes crap happens? Sometimes bad things happen to perfectly good people who are not doing anything wrong.
Dana, if you're asking me, do I think the police should charge him? The answer is no. Now, is it the guy that he was standing next to at the game? Well, for a minute he was
his
standing next to him.
His buddy purchased two.
Really?
Listen to this.
Well, he wasn't.
His buddy purchased two cans of Miller Lite.
Probably
one for him,
bucks.
One for his buddy. Two cans of Miller Lite.
Right.
Sometimes bad things just happen. Do we really charge furnishing an alcohol to a minor? Newsflash, a 20-year-old is not a minor.
No, that's true. Well,
I have to be honest with you. Falling 21 feet and landing on your head, I hope he was drunk.
In a weird way, I understand what you're saying.
If he wasn't, at least a little bit.
I actually feel more sorry for the friend who didn't fall. First, you had to watch one of your best buddies fall on top of his head, and then you get charged with giving him a beer. Dana, I agree with you. I don't think he should be charged. I think police have more important things to do.
He had two beers total inside of the park. Are we really going?
Those are big beers, so let's be honest what this really is. That's four. That's a total of four.
Unbelievable.
And nobody ever drinks before the game.
He would be so upset. Well, he is so upset that his friend is being charged for this. Give me a break.
Probably. How did they find out that they
poured over surveillance video? And do you know why they did that, Scott? Not in the interest of justice. Let's call this what it is. The team doesn't want to be sued. The park doesn't want to be sued. So they scrambled, said, let's go figure out where these guys were sitting. Please, God, tell me that he was smashed out of his gourd, which he was not.
We don't know that, but they could have pre-game.
Right. You know exactly why they tracked down that surveillance footage,
yes.
And it's not because they cared or they wanted to get to the bottom of it. It's because they don't want to be sued, and they want to be able to say, well, sorry, you shouldn't have been having a beer here when you're almost 21, but not quite. I mean, give me a break.
You're right. This was the team combing through every bit of surveillance footage that they could possibly find.
It's a CYA effort.
That's right. They don't want to get sued. Do you blame them? Now, once the team, this is the Pirates, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Once the Pirates figure out, this buddy bought two beers, handed it to the Fall Guy.
Stop.
You know, they obviously gave that over to the police department. I think the police department would say, well, pirate ownership, that's very interesting. Thank you very much for your time. I'm assuming that the police in Pittsburgh or Allegheny County in Pennsylvania have more important
things to do
than say, we're charging you with furnishing alcohol.
You know
to
why?
A minor.
Because there's a hearing in the case coming up, Scott. He is going to go to court over this. Probably have to pay a fine. And the only reason they're doing this is because they want some plausible deniability when the lawsuit hits.
Well, they got it. Now they've got it. I'd like to know who the intern was who had to pour through all that video footage.
Right. We're going to give you a bonus of a signed baseball by your favorite player.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.